Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What happens when the dream of the family life you envisioned suddenly vanishes and you're left shattered with disappointment and in utter confusion? Where do you go from there? Our guest today has been through it. She's also seen through the pain. She's seen the Lord miraculously make her life whole again, in ways she could have never imagined. We pause for a moment as we begin our show, as we typically do, to remind you that the reason we're here, the reason you're listening, the reason we're having this broadcast time together with you is to share heart to heart with you. And our desire, our motive, is to lead you to Jesus Christ, because it is in Christ where our guest has found wholeness in her own life and in her family. And it's in Christ where you, whatever you might be facing at this particular time in your life, it may be outrageous what's happening. But with Christ, He can bring it all together in a way that would fill your heart with hope, purpose, renewal, and a freedom like you've never known before. That's why He died on the cross, for your sins and mine. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and He rose again on the third day. And today, the living Christ, Jesus Himself, is calling you. Would you open your heart to Him, my friend? Loreen Chan, she opened her heart to Christ. Loreen is a mother of four children, 11-year-old twins Mia and Haley, 10-year-old son Jonah, and a 15-month-old baby Micah. She serves as the CFO, Chief Financial Officer of Chan Holdings and Development. She's married to Shane Chan, the owner of Shane L. Chan CPA Incorporated. She graduated from Kalani High School. She became a Christian in the seventh grade. She credits God for helping her through the many ups and downs in her life, including a sudden breakup with the father of her first three children, and then fulfilling her dreams of finding a husband that would make her family whole again, as well as a new baby and many more exciting life-changing moments. She's here to share that with us. Shane and Loreen, they attend New Hope Oahu, and Loreen is here with us. Loreen, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
I mentioned Kalani High School.
Falcons.
Falcons. Okay. So you grew up in the Aina Haina area. What was it like growing up there?
On the east side, we're always known as townies. Right. So, but it's a very, I loved growing up on the east side in Aina Haina, Hawaii Kai, New Valley. Everybody knows everybody, you know, just, you can play outside, you can roam the streets and you're safe. It's a great family, driven community on the east side.
Now you're an athlete. I know there's a lot of soccer going on there on the east side, and, you played volleyball, too.
I played volleyball and soccer, ran a little bit of track. I attempted to play basketball, but I stay with my strengths. I
think you and your friends in the volleyball community have a small bragging right, to say the least.
Kalani?
Well, when you played volleyball, who did you play for?
Oh, when we were younger. Yes. I started out with the Junior Bows, which was with Dave Shoji, when he first started. That that kind of organization, but now it's evolved into a huge, huge thing. So,
well, not many people can say that, and you're a part of that with Coach Dave in his illustrious
yeah, he
career.
Looks exactly the same almost.
That's amazing.
Crazy, yeah.
How God has blessed some people like that. Well, he's certainly a person of influence in the lives of so many athletes, mm-hmm. Even spilling over beyond volleyball. But, Lorene, who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
In my growing up years, influenced me. You know, I would have to say my mom. Yeah, she's my best friend. She was always, every time she was there. So if I look at influence and mentorship, if anything, yeah, I would say my mom.
What was it about mom?
I think it was her, just that security that you had. If I needed anything, she was always there. You know, and I take that into my motherhood now. And I, to this day, I still tell my mom, thank you. Because I look back, and hindsight's always 20/20. I look back and I look at my auntie and my mom, who they did everything for the family. And I do the best that I can, but nothing in comparison to what they used to do, from taking care of the home, taking care of the kids, taking care of the laundry and the dinners and the lunches and all of our friends who used to come over. It's amazing. I fall so short, but I'm just like, phew. And whenever I needed anything as far as a friend or a confidant, or, you know, I could honestly, and again, we're not, don't throw stones from your glass house, when I would do bad things too, you know, I felt so comfortable telling my mom, okay, mom, you know what? And this is a good example. Mom, Kalani is going to call the house because I missed 3 classes because I went to go Liliha Bakery and get Cocoa Puffs. She's like, are you serious? I go, yeah. Just letting you know. She's like, oh, you better stop that. But it was never to where I was trying to be rebellious or anything. I just always felt like I could tell my mom anything.
An open relationship.
Yeah.
A safe relationship.
Yeah. And that, like anything else, it does take time. It takes the presence of being around, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm always thankful for my dad allowing her to do that. You know, to provide her the opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom, to be there for my brother and I if and when we ever needed it. And that, you know, I think, unfortunately, a lot of that is lacking in our communities now. It's so hard just to get by. And dual-income families, if not getting a third, fourth job, just isn't cutting it. And the children are the ones who are going to be the ones paying the consequence because they don't have that relationship in their life.
You were blessed with that, with your mom, mm-hmm. and your dad.
Mm-hmm.
You became a Christian in your teenage years. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
You know, a lot of that just came through influence, power of association, if you will, which I'm thankful for. My girlfriend who led me by example, I guess, and just kind of invited me to her church. I mean, kind of started my relationship, if not opened the door to that. So I encourage a lot of people, you know, and especially my children, they need to stand for something and they need to know what they stand for. And it's not for anybody else, but for themselves, because at the end of the day, you know, this is not about us. It's not about what we have to show, but it's about just, at the end, you know, being that example that someone can follow. And that's what my girlfriend Raina was for me, to where I can say I had an idea of who God was. I had an idea of Jesus and what was at my doorstep. But going to church and stuff did open that door. And so it was more a power of association, just the friends that I was around.
So God sent Raina.
Yeah, I believe so.
And you became aware, mm-hmm. You began to find out more what was going on in the spiritual realm too in your
mm-hmm.
life.
Yes.
Now, we're at a place in life nowadays where, as you talked about, let's just talk about the family unit.
Okay.
because of financial pressures, because mm-hmm. of economic constraints, the family unit is weakening,
and
it's affecting children. It affects parents. We don't have the same amount of time that that others in previous generations may have had. But you went through something in your life that I believe it can speak to all of us about heartbreak, about mm-hmm. shock, about disappointment. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to go there.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
If you'd be so gracious, Lorene, to share the experience with us, mm-hmm. because how through that, God brought you to Himself in a far deeper way relationally mm-hmm. than even when you were in seventh grade.
Absolutely, yes.
The depth of life, the depth of relationships, the depth of connection with God very often comes not in the good times, not when things are going well, not when the money is flowing, yeah. not when you're rolling. But in the lean times, maybe even in those times when you feel like you've got nothing left, emotional bankruptcy, everything's gone, then what? Then there's God. Lorene will talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Oh, the blessing it is to have somebody to talk to. Somebody that you can bare your soul with. Somebody that when you share even the deepest, darkest secrets, they don't even blush. They don't even flinch. They can embrace that. They absorb that. And they can help you process that. Oh, there is a dearth of that kind of friendship, mentorship, leadership. Well, that's been a blessing to our guest today, and she'll talk a little bit more about that as you hear all that she's been through. And it's such a unique time in life that she's been through, but a very special time and season that she's in right now. Her name is Laureen Chan. She's in studio with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's a blessing that you're with us today. And I believe that the Lord, He looks at you and He has love in His eyes for you. Whatever it is that you're going through, wherever you are in life right now, He loves you, He knows you, His arms are outstretched. To find out more about our show and to get this podcast, you might be tuning in right now. You want to hear the show in its entirety. Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can hear the podcast. You can access it for free. This and other resources. And as I say, you know, as you listen to it, you might think of a friend or family member that may be blessed by hearing it. I'm sure you will. Then pass it on. Send it to them. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Laureen, you went through an experience in life that just shocked you, that turned your world upside down. What happened?
Okay. So I was in a relationship for about 10, 11 years. Had three beautiful, beautiful children. We were engaged. And I, in my world, I thought everything was great. Adored him, loved him, just completely, completely sold out, you know, and edified him, and just he was my number one. And I think looking back, a lot of that, there was little nuggets here and there that I should have picked up on. But again, when you don't have that relationship with, and I'm not speaking physically in the physical world, but a spiritual relationship, you don't really know if you're doing the right or wrong. Okay. And so from there, out of nowhere, I guess, like anything else, couples have problems, and I did not think anything out of the ordinary was going on. However, you know, as time progressed, I had the shocker, like you said, of, accepting the fact and finding out with my own eyes, you know, that there was infidelities with my children's father. And from there, believe it or not, I still fought. I still fought for our relationship, because I do understand one thing, that I have a choice. Nobody lives my life. I live my life. And I will be responsible for the choices that I've made. And I wanted my family. I wanted my children to have their dad. I wanted that really. I always believe anything is possible. You know, everything can be fixed through communication and just honestly just trying. So I stuck it out through the whole time, regardless of the facts that I saw. And through this time particularly is when I believe, you know, God really brought the walls down. And what I mean by that is, you know, we always come to God and say, God, help me. Please, please help me with this. Please help me with that. And expecting Him to do what we're asking. What I learned through this time was that it's not negotiable. God's will be done. And what I received through that time, when I think I honestly was willing to hear, because I was on my knees and broken, I really had nothing else. I couldn't act as if this was not happening, because I saw it with my own eyes. I was living through it, through the text messages, through the physical being, like in the bedrooms, from just living it to where God said, it's not for you. I'm taking it away. And again, I couldn't process what that meant, but looking back and through that time, that season, I realized it was that relationship that He was taking away. So how I digested that, or how I came to understand that, was really opening up to the mentor that I had, which was one of my super good friends, Sandy, and also Teresa. And through that, just they walked with me through this, and great counsel from them, in the sense of, God cannot bless sin. Mm. And when I look back at that, what was I doing? I wasn't sinning. I loved him. But the sin was I had children out of wedlock. I wasn't married. God didn't give me that. He didn't hand me that relationship. I just had it. I just got it, perpetuated it. And through there, under false pretenses, understanding, thinking that that was the blessing. Mm. But God has a different plan. And so what I understood from there was I had him. I heard God tell me, you're idolizing him. It should be me. It should be me. I should be the center. And as much as I tried to negotiate with him that, no, God, we're going to make this work, he said, no, you're not. And instead of me accepting that my relationship was done, I kept trying and trying and trying, which is why he said, okay, you want to see this? Here you go. And that's when things just came falling apart, where in the sense of seeing the text messages that you don't want to see, hearing the things that you don't want to hear, and break, like physically feeling that pain of that one person that you're with is with somebody else and is speaking to that person in the same way that you're spoken to. And so it kind of just, I mean, it really does put you in a place where your heart is literally physically breaking and you are just, this can't be happening. Yes, it is. And as much as I, again, tried to negotiate with him, he just said no.
You mentioned your friends.
Mm-hmm.
That they were able to speak. It seems like they were able to be very, very, very direct.
Yes.
With you. And it seemed that you were receptive to it too. Were you receptive during that time, or was there?
Honestly, you know what? I was a little defiant.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive, defiant, a little angry at them.
Because you're grabbing on even more, right?
Yes.
It's like an instinctive.
Fight or flight, yes.
You don't want to let him go. You don't want to let this go.
We can make it work. Yes, yeah. that whole.
What was it that really, what was it that God used to touch your heart, to open your heart to what the Lord wanted to do in your life?
I think it all came back to the children. It came back, and it was more of a mirror thing where, Sandy would, and Teresa just said, you know, you're unequally yoked. You know, that it's never going to work. He can't bless that. Whatever's happening is happening for a reason. And what you need to do now, though, is your responsibility is not you. It's the children. So recentering it back to those kids, to the Mia, Haley, and Jonah, and really putting myself aside through all the pain, through all the chaos and the confusion, you know, really trying to gain some understanding, but constantly having someone speak into you, you're doing great. And it's about the kids. Focus on the kids.
What time frame did all this happen in?
It was kind of a big process, but the most impactful part of it happened in the year of 2005, in a matter of 6 to 8 months, I would say.
So things dismantled rather quickly.
Yeah. And like anything else, you know, the house doesn't just fall. There's things that happen along the way, whether you are obvious to it or not, or you realize it's happening or not, it's happening. And a house just doesn't crumble all of a sudden, you know, so.
Now, obviously, you're here, you're sharing. There's a lot of, it's quite evident that there has been a process of healing.
Yes.
A process of restoration. You're living a new life now.
Absolutely.
But it took a great deal of faith to be hearing these things without any guarantees.
Yes.
Of, you know, you're living now, okay, we can talk about what's happening now, but back then, you know, the life has shattered. You're there with the kids. You're heartbroken, betrayed. How do you look ahead and kind of buck up, you know, and say, hey, it's going to get better, even though your friends are saying it. So I want to find out what it was with your relationship with the Lord? What did God do in your heart that gave you comfort, that gave you peace, that gave you hope?
A lot of, I think, the first and foremost thing that comes out, what I remember doing is just really allowing myself to just break down to where God could really speak to me, where I could hear him, versus kind of going through the day as if everything is great and really living behind this facade, accepting the fact that this is happening to me and not trying to find out why, because that's not for me to decide. I will never understand why, but to accept this is happening to me and it's for something's going to come out of it. And I could either choose to do what my flesh told me to do, which would have gotten me in very bad places, or I could choose to just go out on faith and walk through faith. And I know it's scary a lot of the times, especially for those who don't have a faith and they hear about Jesus and they hear, but truly understanding that even if you don't know him, even if you don't have a relationship with him, he's always there. He's sitting right there. And I'm blessed that I had that kind of mustard seed planted back then when I was seventh grade, to where I could then get back there, go back and kind of harvest that and really then plant it in better soil and really see what happens. And I remember just saying, God, you know what? Just tell me what to do. Because at this point, like I remember, there's no manual of how to do this. There's no instruction manual. Okay, we do this first, do this first. And I knew that, at least, that I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to raise three children on my own. I don't know how to manage this type of emotional chaos that's happening to me. I don't even know how I'm going to take care of myself, none less anybody else. And I just knew I needed him. And so from there, I remember me just accepting the fact and asking him, please help me, without no expectations, without no negotiations, sincerely asking him, help me.
At that point, did you feel a peace in your heart?
I cannot say I did. I cannot say that I was, oh my God, I feel like how I feel now. Mm-hmm. However, I felt hope. I felt as if there's whatever's against me, whatever's happening, as long as I have you on my side, I'll be okay.
Therein, Lorene, is a moment where you've just communicated to someone, one of our dear listeners right now, that at the point of complete brokenness, mm-hmm. is the beginning of hope, yeah. in Christ. You know, sometimes the Lord will send people in, just sit, talk story right here in studio. And you get to, well, I guess more than just eavesdrop on the conversation. You get to get in and because we're not hiding anything. It's just, people are just sharing heart to heart. But it's those moments of brokenness where we find ourselves on the very verge of utter breakthrough in life. Lorene Chan is here to share that with us. She is and will continue to share what happened as the Lord brought healing and hope to her life. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, you're going to hear more. Wow, moments of betrayal, moments of brokenness, moments of heartache. When we come back, Lorene Chan. I ask you today, have you felt like wondering, God, are you there? God, are you really, there for me? Mm-hmm. Well, Lorene had to ask that, believe that. And when she did, well, she'll come back and tell us what happened. I think you'll be quite amazed at who God brought into her life, how things have developed, and through that, how there was healing and hope. As there's healing and hope for her, there's healing and hope for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better. We got to get to the good part. Sometimes you can talk about heartbreak. You can talk about betrayal. You can talk about what sometimes will send anyone into a tailspin of melancholy and worse, but you got to get to the good part. I mean, that's the whole thing about the gospel. The hope in Jesus Christ is that not only can he put a few broken pieces together and make them look sort of good, he can put things together in ways that it's like the Lord kisses the situation, he kisses people, and it's a renewed moment in life. Unlike any, and then the richness of, because of what you've gone through, and to see the magnitude of what he's done, well, there's nothing quite like it anywhere. That's how unique it is. And that's why we're talking with Laureen Chan. She's here in studio with me. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thank you for joining us today, and I appreciate you being here. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Maybe you want to access this program. You can do it there, and we have other resources. Maybe as these programs have ministered to you, touched you, you want to find out how you can partner with us, both prayerfully and financially. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can click partners. We got some information and some partnership opportunities for you there. Laureen, let's go. Take us to what God did. How did he bring about? I mean, you have a vibrancy in your life. I mean, there's just a spring in your step. How does that happen, having gone through what you've gone through?
God is so awesome. He is so amazing. Continuing from where we were, you know, again, it was in whatever anybody goes through, it's what they're going through. and it's their perspective. Their perspective is their reality. And I just knew what I was going through was definitely not what I asked for. It's not what I prayed for. It's not what I expected. But I do know that in my heart, I knew this is not what God wanted for me. I knew it. And it wasn't the children, but I think it was his principles. It was his blessings that he had so much more he needed me to, in my mind was to be obedient to that, because what I was doing without knowing, I believe, just that I was not fulfilling what he wanted me to do. So fast forwarding through a lot of the gook, which you probably don't want to know, but going through the opportunity moments, what I called them, to really serve God.
Opportunity moments.
Yeah. You know, we talk about it to a point where, yeah, I'm a Christian. Yep. But would you really stand up for him in the moments where it counted? Would you really, really do it? Mm. And you can't really understand, you can't really say yes or no, because that moment hasn't happened. So you really don't have any backing for that. You can say, yeah, I would, but would you really? So when the opportunity moments came, I knew, absolutely knew this was God asking me. And here's one example, was throughout all that I went through, you know, easily I had a lot of hate in my heart. I had a lot of resentment. I had a lot of bitterness in my heart. And there was one moment where I was at this function and I was with my girlfriend. In particular, I said, I saw my ex with his, I guess you could call it girlfriend. And I said, no, I don't want to be around them. So I distinctly and directed myself to go around the situation. And God said, I remember him telling me, Reen, you go make it right. You go say hi. I'm like, no. Yeah, right. I talk to myself a lot. And the kids know this, because when I'm in the car driving and I'm like, they're like, oh, mom's praying. Mom's talking to God. I do that all the time. So I said, no, I'm not. I'm not doing it. And this is how awesome God is. You can negotiate with him and try and trick him or do whatever. You'll always lose. There's no way you're going to win this. So I turn the corner and guess who is two steps around the corner? Them. And that's the opportunity moment I talk about. And I remember God speaking to my heart saying, will you stand up for me? Will you do this for me? Not for you, not for him, but for me, because this is what I would do. I'm like, And mark my word, if you can imagine this, face to face. Where are you going to go, right? So I grabbed my girlfriend's hand, and this is exactly how it came out. Hi. How are you doing? As stupid as I sounded. That's all that could come out of my mouth. And this was the response. We're fine. And they walk away. And I just literally felt my heart drop. I remember I grabbed my girlfriend's hand, turned around, walked, I think it was 10 steps to the corridor, and I fell to my knees. And this is what came out. I just was bawling. I said, I did it for you. I did it for you. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't what I thought I was going to say. I totally didn't want to do it. But at that moment, I realized I can serve you. I can do what you ask. I can't. I may not know how, but Lord, I will do it for you. I will stand up for you as my Lord and Savior, because you have done so much for me. And I wanted that his blessing above anything else. I wanted his blessing in my life. I wanted to be happily married. I wanted that fairy tale relationship where not only was I the Sarah to my husband, if you will, who to serve him and be his helpmate, but it was reciprocated back to me and not disrespected to me where I find myself in these situations again. But that's where I realized choices and consequences, where God was saying, you do what's right, not what's easy, and you will be blessed. So from there, as opportunity moments presented itself through the season, if we talk about, right, it became easier and a lot more of a servant's heart to serve God because I knew it wasn't about me. I wanted his blessing, but I realized I needed to show him through me for that purpose. And I was his vessel.
Yes.
And I had to understand my position, you know, and he promised, I remember all the conversations with myself, and I'll give you what you want. What I know your heart, everything that when you close your eyes and you see those dreams and you see those visions and you feel that, I gave those to you. I'm the one who put that in you. You're my child. Trust me. You can't just come up with that. You're not that smart. Okay? I gave you that. And I promise you, I will give you that. It'll come to fruition if you just trust me. And so that in itself really catapulted my understanding that I needed him in my life. Not only conveniently, not only when I needed him, but I needed him as a fixture, a permanent relationship that every day took time to build. And the process had to start somewhere. So,
a life learning to trust the Lord, to love the Lord, and to receive his love. A complete change of perspective, a change of the infrastructure of your focus and your soul. Mm-hmm. As the Lord has taken you through that, it's sort of an invisible reconstruction that he's done on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, your countenance, your disposition changes. It does change when people are just filled with hope that is much more than material things. It's far deeper than that. How did the Lord bring about the wholeness relationally in your life when it came to, you talk about a dream of marriage and family?
A lot of that, and that's where the mentorship came from. So that's really when I dug deep and I plugged into the powerful ladies and Sandy and Lisa, really digging in there and really submitting myself to them and Teresa. And in the sense, when I submit, or when people think of submission, it really is not a word of like, I'm like a little baby kind of like, you know, it's a positive, amazing word that really is when you can become transparent. And I think a lot of the challenges with most people finding that breakthrough, like you talked about, or they want the breakthrough, but actually going through that and receiving and having that breakthrough is really just being transparent. There's nobody out there that is perfect. There's nobody out there that doesn't have problems, whose laundry don't stink, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm nodding my head in case you're listening and wondering, what is Danny doing? I'm nodding my head. And I'm saying amen to everything.
You know, because I think people just have status. People have so much facade. They live behind so many faces that it breaks my heart that they just, why? I don't understand why. Because God made us so unique in every single way that everything, good and the bad, is what he needs to build his kingdom. And I think once we can accept that, so I'm saying, I'm the first to tell you, I will be in the foxhole with you. Okay, because I'm not perfect, and I know though that I know I cannot pass judgment upon anybody because I've done stupid stuff. I've sinned. I've done so many things, but I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, it's just really, I think just the perspective that you have of being completely transparent to where you can then put yourself out there to be fixed.
I tell you, we are blessed. We're blessed today to have a woman like Loreen Chan to explain her experiences with us, her experiences with the Lord. As you can tell, her name is Chan, Loreen Chan. So she's married to someone by the name of Shane Chan. He is the owner of Shane L. Chan CPA Incorporated. When we come back from our break, tell us about Shane. How did you guys meet? Now you have, you know, your family. You got 15-month-old baby Micah. There is, well, that was a gasp. That was a gasp of a blessing. You got to see Lorene. She is getting pumped up to share about her relationship with her dear husband.
Yes.
And especially when you realize what she's been through, where she's been, and what God has done in and through her life. I mean, if you're being blessed just by listening to her, that in many respects may seem like just the beginning. As she continues on to talk about the man that God brought into her life, I'm eager to hear. I know you are too. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Lorene Chan.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It started as a friendship and it grew into something so much more. I'm talking about the relationship of Lorene Chan and her dear husband, Shane. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And in this final segment, as you listen, I know you're going to be blessed. And Lorene, take us back. You know, how did you meet Shane and how did your relationship grow to what it is today?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it, well, I'll tell you, how it started was off the bat, if there's any ladies out there who are go through this, you know, from another relationship to another relationship, you know, we're very emotional creatures. And Shane is amazingly handsome, in my opinion. And it's very easy to gravitate towards Shane and be like, ooh, because I did see that because we were introduced by our best friends and kind of just got to know each other from there. But he was just an amazing friend from the beginning, just somebody who just never judged, who really... well, he to me was my Tiffany box, is what I used to tell him. However, through that time that I was in, and this is kind of where God plays a huge role, is because he told me no. God told me no. You're not getting involved in a relationship with him. There's no way that I do not want you to get into a relationship with anybody at this time. And as a woman, of course, you've gone through hell and back, if you will. You're broken. And women, of course, we're very emotional, like I said. So if a guy just looks at you and is like, hey, baby, you're like, ooh, you know? And that's where I caution a lot of women to really, this is where the relationship becomes purposeful. This is where the relationship is actually the most significant that you have. Because if you really, truly are asking God for his blessing, you need to really, truly tame your flesh, discipline your flesh, especially if that's the biggest weakness that we have, which is our emotional state. I was willing to do that versus negotiate. No, let me just go and get a hug from him. Because if a man was to just look at you and, hey, how are you doing? And it can cultivate into something to where it can become, oh, I like how he makes me feel and I love being around him. What if that's not what God wanted for you? And that's what was proposed to me. That's what God told me, no. And I was upset at that. I was like, no, he's so cute. He's got his stuff together. He's got a nice body. Oh my gosh. He was just gorgeous. Everybody loves him. I've never heard anything about Shane that people didn't like. So it was completely opposite from the world that I was in before. So I really needed to harness that. I really needed to look up, if you will. Instead of looking straight, because when I was looking straight, I was getting confused, you know, and that devil, he's very, so irritating, right? Because, I mean, he's just there to confuse, seek, and destroy. If you ever feel confused, it doesn't feel right, that's probably the enemy. And he's really trying to ruin something great that's going to happen in the next season coming along. And that's what I truly felt. And then with me having my relationships with my girlfriends, or especially Sandy, them really keeping me focused onto the promise of having that relationship. So fast forwarding, Shane and I actually started off as just friends and really allowed our relationship to develop as friends. He was a great person to talk to. He was always there. If I ever needed anything, he told me, just call me. It wasn't about he wanted to date me or I wanted to date him. And we actually had to have conversations and communicate about how we would want to. Like, you're perfect. You're like the Tiffany box. But I want God to bless this. I want God's hand in this. Because I've already experienced when God's blessing is not in it. No matter how much you want it and you feel physically you can make it work. If it's not given to you by him, you'll know. And he will eventually break it apart. If that's all you focus on, because you are his, you know, and that's kind of how Shane and I came about. And our tagline or our motto always was doing what's right, not what's easy. And so Shane and I, we to this day, you know, we believe we did things the way we felt we should, you know, by delaying our gratification of each other, if you will. And especially because I had the 3 children, that was very important to Shane, that he didn't want to confuse them. You know, he didn't want them to, especially because the situation between the children's dad and I wasn't done. And so that needed to get finalized first and foremost. So, you know, ladies out there, I know it's really hard sometimes to really sever the ties, but it's so imperative and so important that you do close the door to relationships or situations that are happening before you move on to the next. Because it's so easy for the baggage and for all the things to come into the other relationship, whether you wanted it or not, it will if you don't do that. And that's what I see a lot happening with some of the people that I mentor out there as well, is no, we're just dating. No, right now it's not time for that. Especially if you have children. You know, it's about just putting your house back together, putting your home back together, because it's not about you.
At what point did you know it was time?
You know, when I this is where the peace comes from, where I just knew that I knew that I did the right thing and that the children were going to be okay. And at that point, I think Shane and I were still friends. Shane and I knew we, in a way, had God's bless. I felt that God was telling me, yeah, go for it. Because I took care of the things that he asked me. I didn't nickel and dime it. I didn't act like it was done. it was done, and that's why I had that sense of completion, like, okay, I'm ready to move on.
And your mentors and others,
they blessed it as well.
It resonated with them as well.
And to this day, when I see Sandy, she's just, I am so happy for you. Wow. I'm so happy for you.
Lorraine, would you pray for someone who's gone through or going through something similar? Pray that the Lord would minister to them, touch them.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we are just so amazingly blessed by your grace, by just the hope that you provide for us, just the example that you set for us. Everything that you put into our lives, Lord, we do know, and I hope that we open our hearts to accept the fact that we are your vessels and we are so special. We are so amazingly blessed, and that you need us. You need us to move through this and to push through this and to trust you, Lord, so that we may get that blessing that you promised us. But it's non-negotiable, and it's not on our time. It's on your time. You know, I know as of the flesh, we want things, and living in this type of society, everything is instantly gratified. Lord, I just pray that you keep our eyes focused on you, fix upon you, and fix on your son, God, that he can be that example for us to speak the way you want us to speak, to live the way you want us to live each and every day. And if I can, you know, do anything for anybody out there, Lord, I just ask that the two things, you know, on my heart is opportunity moments, please, when God's there, Lord, I pray that you give them the strength and the conviction to stand up for you, to know that that they are your child, and that you are going to bless their life tremendously, but also to do what's right and not what's easy. God, please provide everybody, those listening, myself, Danny, just Chaz, just everybody to do what's right and not what's easy, and because those are always your blessings, and we will see it at the end, Father God. And I just pray that you may speak into each and every person your hope and your joy, because ultimately that is what we want. We don't want to be happy. We want to be joyful. And we just want, when we meet you and when we walk each and every day, the days that we're blessed with it, to hear, well done and good and faithful servant. Mm-hmm. And to trust in Philippians 4:13, you know, that through anything that we go through, anything at all, it's through you that we find our strength. Because it's great, like Danny said, to when you're on the mountaintops, to be all happy. But Lord, it's those who are in the valleys, Lord, please give them that moment where they can hear your voice and feel your touch so loud and so physically, what is the word I'm looking for? That they know it's you, God. So that they can just say, yes, I'm here, help me. Because that is the moment, God, that you are going to transform their life. That promise that you're seeking for, whoever's listening out there, he's there. But he needs you to reach out for him. He cannot make you do anything you don't want to do. But if you're hurting out there, if you're looking for the way out, if you're looking for the blessing, he's always been there. He's never left you. Trust me. Trust in that. And he will just shower you, and everything that you can imagine will be 10 million times better. Promise, 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 promise. So we thank you, God, for everything. We just thank you for everything that you do for us, and tenfold, millionfold. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory, for you are so amazing. Amen.
Amen. Lorraine, thank you for your sharing, your heartfelt words, your reminders, and your ministry. Thank you. I hope that you've been encouraged by these very deep-in-the-heart moments with Lorraine Chan. You know, God's timing is perfect, and he sent her here today to speak to you, to bring you his love and his hope. And this is the perfect moment to share with others the love of Jesus Christ. find out more about our ministry, our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Here's a scripture for today. Isaiah 55 verse 9 says, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Loreen Chan. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave